have some appropriations authority. Not just a line item, but he can reduce. And so that's something that we've not experienced in the last 8 years. We've had a governor who was willing to add money to the budget. Therefore, we were fearless of any veto of additional funds. It's a different set of circumstances today. So I just want to lend my support and thanks that you are bringing this forward, that we're looking for solutions, and we'll have numerous opportunities to bring whatever concerns that we might have. But I really appreciate trying to restore that $10.7 million in the short term. And I really have some concern about what the budget battle will be next year and in subsequent years. So we have a lot of work to do as a state, and I'm hopeful that Ways and Means will come up with some brighter outlook, as Janelle Privett from Wrangell had mentioned earlier, some kind of fiscal plan that gives us all some hope. But I think in the short term, we're compelled to take a look at the realities and challenges of our time. So I support what you're doing here. I want to work closely with you through the committee process, but there is a sense of urgency, and we need to get moving.
Thank you very much. One thing just for everybody online is this committee has that same sense of urgency that you're expressing, and we've been dealing with the budget, and we've been trying to restore funds and identify where those monies are coming from. And there's a number of different issues that we're putting forward to try to identify revenues that can pay for these things. And we have that same concern, and I really applaud the sponsor for coming forward with something to try to somewhat take this pupil transportation off the table as far as a major item of budget cutting, because I think we have seen the priorities that were listed by the governor, and we should not ignore those priorities because he has the ultimate authority, and unless we address those in some way, I could see us sitting in that spot, and I don't think that's a spot anyone in the education community wants to be. So really appreciate your testimony. Representative Gatto, did you have a question or comment?
There's the short term and the long term. I fully agree with you on both of those things. In the long term, it's 10 years off, and I'm currently working on some way right now to do something for education that will enhance the revenue stream for education. It's hard to do. You have to get support from the House, the Senate, and the governor, and sometimes the public. In the short term, we have to deal with this budget now. That's what we're doing. It doesn't matter that I hope someday, within 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 years, we'll be better off. What do we got to do today with the budget that we have in our hands? And that's why we're having this conversation right now, and why we're dealing with Mr. Jeans and Mr. Sweeney and with the governor, and to a certain degree with the people in each individual school district and with the people on the committee and with the people in with AASB and with Debbie and everyone else. What do we do now? And while people say, we've got to restore the money for education, heck, we're all in agreement. We do agree. The task is what our concerns are. That's where everybody bangs their heads together. How do we make that task happen? We can always dream. We've got to put that fire out, and somebody says, okay, who wants to grab the hose and actually go in there? Well, and when we go in there, what do we do with the hose that we have? We need to know what the task is and say, well, we need to steal money from. If somebody would just answer the end of that statement, we're going to steal the money from here and slam it right into pupil transportation. We never get that statement. So if somebody gave me that statement, and maybe the statement is we're going to, I don't know. I have a couple of answers for that one, but they're not popular ones, so I'm stuck with the ones that we can actually get through. But before we go, I'm going to do one thing because we're running out of time, and I think this session's almost over. HB 26, HB 220, HB 222, and HB 233 all deal with the same issue, and I'm appointing a subcommittee composed of a chairman, Representative Seaton, and then Representative Wilson and Representative Guerra, to chair a subcommittee to deal with all four of these money bills that are essentially the same and come back with a single one that we can deal with. And I think that's one other part of education that we're trying to deal with, is maybe the funding formula can get a bump at the same time, as well as dealing with the pupil transportation, because We are. We are worried about our kids. We are interested in education. And we need to get that one moving, too, if we are to make any progress before another month goes by and everybody is now gone. So that committee is officially appointed now, and they'll come back next time with some bill that deals with that, as well as revising this one. And I hope to deal with some of the committee members who said, can I talk to you a little bit longer on this bill? And I said, certainly, and we'll get some more information from Debbie Osiander's people that she said she would suggest to us. So with that, I'm returning it back to Representative Seaton, who was gracious enough to take this committee in my absence.
Okay, I think that that was the only bill we had today, and we appreciate every... Oh, was there anybody else in the audience to testify? Okay, we did complete everybody, and we appreciated everybody's testimony, and again, contact Representative Gatto's office for the latest working draft that we have, as well as the fiscal note and sponsor statement. And this meeting will be adjourned at 8:54.